Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, TB, you ready to go? Are we ready? TB, tell us about, you know, the play of the day, the interception.
Yeah, it's honestly something that we have seen on tape. It's a common route around the league. But, you know, I want to give a shout out to Al Holcomb, the linebacker's coach. He put it on tape a few times. You know, we've worked that play. Our offense runs that play. And, you know, he basically told me, like, if I see it, go. And, you know, I think they ended up jumping the back, got to like a 3x1 or a 2x2 snug set. And, you know, that's one of the, like I said, it's one of their top quick game concepts. We're in a 3-deep zone and, you know, just saw it and broke on it. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Terrell, do you think, I mean, Deion Walker had a great pressure on that play. Do you think that might have, you know, blocked to his vision, trying to find you there?
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, I couldn't really see the front, but when I came out to the sideline, I think that was the first thing that Ed told me. He said, Deion won quick and, you know, got a pressure and made him get the ball out quick. So, you know, it takes a full team effort. You know, it's hard to win in this league every week. That's a good team, explosive offense. So to come out here on Thursday night on a short week and get it done, it feels good.
Last week you guys were perfect on third down. Tonight not as good. What was the difference in the two games?
Yeah, I think, you know, just our fundamentals. You know, there's a couple times when, you know, we have him and we miss a tackle here. He gets out of the pocket, you know, creates a play. So that's really what it comes back down to. I got to go back and watch the tape. I know we weren't great at all on third down, and that was really the emphasis at halftime. You know, we felt like we were winning first and second down, getting to third and long, and just weren't you know, detailed and you know, finishing those drives. So I think coming out of the second half, I don't know what the stats were in the second half, but it felt like we got off a little bit more. But yeah, that's something we'll go back and look at. Like you said, last week, you know, we did really well, and this week it wasn't as good. So, you know, it'll be good to go back and see, you know, the things that we need to get corrected.
Now, did some of the motioning and misdirection kind of neutralize some of the things that you were trying to do defensively out there?
I wouldn't say neutralize it. I think it just, you know, it does create a sense of urgency within the defense. You know, things change, coverages change when they're moving. But, you know, that's our job, to be prepared for that. So, like I said, man, we'll go back and watch the tape, get some things corrected, and, you know, grow from it.
Deion Walker's impact throughout the whole game. How was he able to keep you clean where you can shoot gaps and make plays?
Yeah, that's what I said, man. He's made a ton of plays. Even the plays that he's not making, he's causing, you know. So shout out to him, man. I know it's tough to come in here as a rookie and to really play to the level that he's played at. And he's a guy that constantly wants to get better, constantly talking to Ed, talking to Big Phil, talking to DQ, those guys up front that have been here for a long time that have done it at a high level. So I got all the respect in the world for him. And like I said, he's a unique guy. He's a big guy, but he's super athletic and, you know, can make plays that people wouldn't assume that he can make. So it's fun, man, getting to work and play behind him. You know, he's been a great addition.
The quick turnaround's always tough on Thursday night games.
Yeah.
The upside is you get the win, and now you have an extended break.
Yeah.
How beneficial is that?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, a few days, like I said, you know, a short week, trying to get all the preparation in, trying to get your body right to get out here and, you know, perform at your best. And then coming out here and getting the win, is, like you said, is huge. A couple extra days to really recoup, catch our breath, and go in and you know, get some things corrected that we might not have had on a regular week, and have that extra time to really dial in on what we need to do and where we can get better, do a little self-scout, and, you know, move on from there. And, yeah, the few days helps your body, helps your mind, and, you know, gets you in a new groove.
You guys have implemented a lot more base defensive formations. How do you think that's helped you guys so far?
Yeah, I think it's helped a lot in the run. You know, when they go big personnel, we want to match them. And if they want to try to run the ball and we got our big guys in, you know, I feel like, you know, we have the advantage there. You know, we know Taren can do it. He's done it for a long time. But to have another big body come in and, you know, be able to change some things up and, you know, not be as predictable and not, you know, just being our same nickel package that we're in most of the time, I think it's been good for us. You know, we've got a lot of guys in the linebacker room that can play good football. You know, Taren included, he's, you know, a semi-linebacker when it comes to that. But, you know, it's been fun. A new wrinkle kind of in the defense. We've done it before, but, you know, doing a little bit more now. And, you know, I feel like we've been pretty successful in it so far.
Trell, what is it about this defense that just, no matter what's happened the first few quarters of the drive, to be able to come up and make a play and force these turnovers in big spots?
Yeah, I think it's just the mindset. You know, we talk about it all the time. The ball is the most important thing. And, you know, we know it's not going to be perfect. Offenses around the league are good. You know, that's a known fact. But, you know, for us, it comes down to taking the ball away, and, you know, especially in the critical moments of the game. So, you know, that's something that we preach and something that we believe in and something that we've been, you know, pretty good at. And, you know, I think that's just the philosophy of who we are.
No Milano. So how instrumental was Shaq Thompson and Dorian Williams out there with you today?
Yeah, it's huge. Me and Dorian have played a lot of football together. You know, I've you know, grown to know him as a player, as a person. So it's cool to, you know, have that relationship and then go out there and be able to play together. And, you know, he, like I said, you know, when Matt's out there, he's coming in the base packages. Matt's down, so, you know, Shaq's coming in, and, you know, he's been a great addition. You know, a veteran leader, a guy that's played really good football at a high level for a long time, a smart player, and, you know, somebody that I lean on a lot. You know, honestly, he's, you know, one of the guys that I look to the most, you know, getting tips here and there, communication-wise, things that I need to get better at. So having him in the building and being around, man, it's been great.
Why do you seem to come up with these plays in the fourth quarter? You know, Chiefs game last year, playoff game against the Ravens. I mean, these are all fourth quarter plays that you're turning in. Are you building up a book on a quarterback through the course of the game where you just read him a half second faster by the time you get to the end? What is it about you in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. You know, the mental part of the game, you know, you learn as the game grows, as the game goes. You know, you get a feel for the offense, you get a feel for, you know, the route concepts as they want to get to, the people they want to get the ball to. Certain situations, you know, you have a tell on where the ball is going. I think that's for all of us. You know, we talk about it all the time on the sideline, the ball, the ball, the ball. And then, like I said, just building throughout the first few quarters and getting an understanding of what's going on, I think it helps us play a little bit faster. And, you know, once the, you know, the second half rolls around, the fourth quarter rolls around, you know, we feel like we have an idea of what's going on. And, you know, that split second is what helps you make plays.
That's Captain.
Well, how much was the speed of the Dolphins been a challenge for you? You've played them over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, it's super challenging. You know, they got guys that can take the top off. Obviously, you know, Tyreek and Waddle, but they have other guys too that are threats down the field. So, you know, you got to respect that. But at the same time, we got to still play our style of ball and play, you know, within our system. So yeah, it's a challenge for sure. But, you know, we do a good job. Game planning throughout the week and understanding where their strengths are and understanding, you know, what we want to get accomplished throughout the game. So I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to playing them.
As captain of the defense, what have you learned about this team in the first 3 weeks of the season?
I think the main thing is just the relentlessness. You know, you go week one, we're down, it doesn't look good, but, you know, guys keep playing. We're talking about it on the sidelines. Like, all it takes is one drive. And, you know, we come up with a win there. And then you go and, you know, you play the Jets, who's a really good team. And, you know, we feel like we had a really good day. And we stayed on the gas. We didn't let up. You know, we did what we were supposed to do. And then you come, you know, off a short week, play the Dolphins on Thursday night. You know, not a ton of time to prepare, not a ton of time to get your body right. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day. You know, we're going to come out here and you know, work and grind and do what we got to do to put ourselves in the best position. So I think, you know, that kind of sums up, you know, the identity of this team right now. We still got a long way to go, man. It's early in the season. But, you know, I love coming to work with these guys. You know, it's been a blessing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I think so. Just understand I can't take a sack there and move us backwards. You know, there's a threshold where you're close enough, sacks don't really matter, but kind of in that mid range, moving it back, you know, really puts our special teams in a tougher situation, and that's on me.
So Josh, just kind of talk about, it seemed like the offense today was a little hot, cold, just, you know, trying to maintain that rhythm. Was it due to the short work week, or what do you go into?
I mean, they had a good plan today. I thought their offense did a good job of, you know, sustaining drives and really limiting our opportunities. You know, I thought we had opportunities on the offensive side, and we didn't take advantage of some of them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got the win.
Josh,
Jackson Haas said that he's already learned early on to always expect the ball with you. What happened on that play when you're rolling out there?
Yeah, just extending the play, a little naked action. He did a good job of just staying in concert with me and just got the corner there. I think it was Rasul to just kind of commit one way, and he stayed alive for me and made a play.
After the TB interception, you got into that penalty situation. How big was the play to Moore, though? Because that enabled you to run it out. Really?
No, that was unbelievable. Smart play, finding a window in zone, giving me good body language. He made some good plays for us tonight. It was awesome to see.
Josh, what have you seen different in James Cook?
I mean, to me, it's the same James Cook. The guy just attacks every time he touches the ball. He looks like he's been shot out of a cannon every time he touches it. He's so fun to play with. Wants the ball, ultimate competitor. There's times where I toss it to him, hand it off to him, and I'm just already putting my hands up because I feel like he's about to crib it. And there's two that were real close tonight, real close, and he'll tell you that too. But he's been such a catalyst for our offense. Special player.
Seemed like you wanted to get Dalton involved early. Is that part of the plan based on what they do? He was your guy early on there.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to get everybody involved early. There are just some opportunities for him, and he made the most of them.
Josh, you seem to have a comfort zone more so this year than previous years. Is that your growth into the sport itself, just taking what the defense is giving you?
100%. I think there's obviously times throughout games where the situation dictates you to maybe put the pedal down a little bit more. And there's some times where it's like, hey, just take it easy, relax. I wouldn't say play the long game, but just understanding where you're at, within the situation of the game and not trying to force anything. And we saw that tonight, just kind of staying as calm as possible, and just being prepared for any situation that we were going to be in. It was going to be either a 2 minute at the end there or 4 minute, and Terrell Bernard makes a fantastic play, and we can be in a 4 minute drill there.
Josh, what did you learn about this team in particular in the first 3 weeks of the season?
We're obviously doing our job, going 1-0 each week. Still a lot to learn from, a lot to grow, a lot of room for growth in this group. A lot of young guys, but guys are stepping up. There's been some guys down with injuries, and guys are stepping up and making some big time plays for us, especially on the defensive side of the ball. It's a close unit that's gelling together really well right now, and got to keep finding ways to win football games.
Khalil looked like first couple weeks working back from that ankle injury, and now today gets his first touchdown of the year. Just how nice is it to get him back in rhythm with the offense?
It's awesome. Khalil does everything the right way, constantly following the ball, constantly being in the right spots. He makes some unbelievable plays for us. That was a great play. Finding a way to get in the end zone there, and we're going to need more of that going forward.
Were you aware that was your 200th career touchdown pass?
I was not. It's
pretty cool.
My parents' anniversary tonight, too, so that's
pretty cool.
How'd you get Vince to take his shirt off?
It was the fans. he's a showman. That's not. Come on now. He knew he was going to do it. He wanted to play hard to get a little bit, but he knew he was going to do it at the end of the night.
I didn't know if that was an anniversary present to your parents.
You know what? Yeah, happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Here's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Got his shirt on. Hey, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. I'm just impressed. You want to jump on the screen? jump back in this tag.
Yeah,
okay, first of all, good to get a win. Never easy. That was a heck of a game. High level competition. Dolphins played a real good game, and our guys made a couple more plays. And I thought the grit, the mental toughness of our football team was on display throughout the game, in particular in the fourth quarter there. Deion getting his hands up, Deion Walker and TB making that play, and then being able to seal the game. Good to see in a 4-minute offense there, you know, get the yards we needed to put the game away with Matt and Reed and Cam going out there. That's a key situation to be able to put it away right there. And crowd was phenomenal, as it always is. Great to play at home in front of our fans. They're unique, and we love them. Couple firsts. So we've got Jimbo tying the franchise record for consecutive rushing touchdowns. Jackson Hall's in his first NFL touchdown. Great to see the smile on his face. And I already mentioned TB and Matt with the kick there. So a lot to work on. Kind of hit a little bit of a gap there in terms of scoring. Thought we were off to a great start, and then we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit there with the third or fourth drive, and should have come. I thought it should have been 17-7 at a minimum. We missed a field goal, and they went down and scored. So 14-14 at half, but our guys didn't blink. They were resilient. Coaches did a great job on all three phases and continued to adjust and make the adjustments we had to make. So with that, time is yours.
Coach, do you feel like you guys effectively started tending to a game because they rolled him out maybe more than we're used to seeing, making some plays out of the perimeter? Like you were able to hem him in a little bit more effectively in the second half.
Yeah, I thought Bobby and the defensive staff made some adjustments. Still too many third down conversions where he was extending the play more than I would have liked to have seen. And so we got to look at that a little bit more, and same with the red zone. But overall, making a big play like that. I thought defensively we felt like we were playing well other than the first drive. You know, I thought at halftime we were playing well. It was the third downs before the half, and then the third downs really after the half. It continued. But I thought first and second down, by and large, was pretty good. And it's a good offense, right? Explosive. But I thought we gave our offense the ball, getting the ball to the offense. We just couldn't find a rhythm other than the first drive of the second half of an offense. So, but give Joe and those guys credit. I mean, you score 31 points. And you seal the game in 4 minutes for the most part, so that's hard to do.
Sean, you mentioned Deion Walker on the interception play. Think about how far he's come since the draft and the work that he did on his body in the offseason, and then to make a play in crunch time like that, I mean, what does that say about him?
Yeah, that's huge. We always talk about rush and coverage working together, and that won't show up necessarily in the stat sheet, perhaps, but that could have been as big of a play. Even more so than TVs. I don't want to, kind of grade them against each other. But if he doesn't do that, is the ball thrown a little bit, a little bit more one direction than the other? So great read by TB, great rushing coverage example for our players to learn from.
Terrell said that Al Holcomb showed him something like that during the week. And then how important is that about kind of keeping that in the back of your head, because you never know in the course of a game when you're going to need that?
Well, there's a certain thing we look for. In that style of coverage, and TV saw it, which is growth. Last week we had two examples of a similar type of indicator, and we didn't see it. So that's growth and development. That's what coaches are here for, and players have done a phenomenal job of being coachable, like TV in particular.
Coach,
any health reports at this point?
Don't have anything for you.
No. Is there anything that Jackson Haas allows you guys to do offensively, being that he's such a good blocker in the run game, and we've seen him make a couple of good catches now?
Yeah, you know, it's great when these young players can come in and contribute and earn their spots and their roles. And he's very humble and comes to work every day, extremely tough, hard worker. And it's good to see him contributing in both the run and the pass. So, you know, we'll see where it goes from here.
Sean, you had Dalton make a big block on a play, and then you got Haas make a big catch. So isn't that kind of that's messing up the narrative there of what
these
guys are, right?
Yeah. Well, we got to go back and look at that then. We don't want to be too balanced.
Sean, you mentioned the third downs and needing to still look at them from a defensive standpoint, but was there anything to the third and long that was particularly working for the Dolphins and why they were able to convert?
Well, you know, again, what I remember from the game was the quarterback extending some of the plays a little bit longer than he should be able to, and then finding an open receiver, which is going to happen the longer receivers have time to move around. So I think that's something, that, again, that we have to look at and, you know, continue to kind of tweak to figure out. Past my bedtime, I'll see you guys. Continue to figure out, especially with Ed not being available. So we'll see where that goes in the next week. But, you know, we miss Ed inside, and, you know, TJ's in there, Joey's out there, Greg's out there, Daquan's out there, and they're getting the quarterback to move, but the rushing coverage just have to time up a little bit better. So, you know, but again, I tip my cap to the defense. They played their hearts out, played hard against a really good offense, and to say, hey, to really be able to kind of shine the light on probably the biggest problem area being that was third down. I mean, you know, last year we only got them in 8 third downs in the second game. I think tonight we had 15 third downs. We had 10 at halftime. So it's closing a team out, closing a drive out, and cashing into those situations. We've got to look at that. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sean.
Go to bed.
We can all lie if you want, Jake and I can take our thing first, and I can take mine. What I would like to do is start with Justin.
Yeah, you're a
And then we'll go out and set up whatever kettle on it.
Do you want this dark?
Yeah.
Just, oh, good. Spots available.
I don't know if
you want this.
Kevin.
By the car.
Kevin, do you know you shot those press conferences?
Yeah.
Can I grab that card? Here. I'm going to just take the card and give this back to you. Dom, you're throwing the stand-up for the morning in news desk. Roll Tide.
Okay.
I don't give a piss about nothing.
Okay. I sent you.
You smashed me?
Smashed a lot. Smash.
Smash or pass? Double smash.
Respectfully.
Felt good? I don't know yet.
This is it.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.